us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Alexa, Google Play, all have the show. Buddy, Nick Allen later on. Lewis Black tomorrow. James Johann on Friday. We're live all week and all live all next week.
Grueling.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
No, yeah, I know. Man. I know.
Yeah. Not at all.
And to be fair, we're live the rest of the week. We did miss Monday.
Oh, so that's
saying
right.
We're live all week.
That's right.
We are celebrating Intergeneration Month.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Hang out with other
Get
generations.
To know the next generation
right,
or something.
Okay.
Or the previous
or the
one.
Or the previous one. Yeah.
I got one living in the house.
I think that means drop off the kids with grandma and go have some fun.
I don't think that means that at all, actually. You're supposed to hang out with your...
No, but you're letting the kid and the grandma hang out.
Yeah,
because
grandma's going to die. Good point.
Yeah, call her.
Careful, man. She will die. Yeah. That's one nobody ever bitches about. I'm surprised. That old joke.
So
I'm surprised. I'm in the car with my kids, and they heard grandma's going to die. I'm pissed off. I'm expecting to get that email
it's
shortly.
It's hard to argue that it's not true.
I know, and I've been making that joke for years, and I feel bad about it. But
you don't.
But it happened.
I spent the whole weekend with intergenerational fun.
You did.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Dad was there.
Yeah, your dad was there.
Kids was there.
Larry was there with his new lady.
There's a, well, there was a really little kid there.
There was a baby. Yeah, your grand. That's your grandkid.
Four generations were there. Yeah. You'd be right.
Yeah, I seem to remember seeing a pretty damn cute picture of you and the smallest one standing out on the balcony.
Yeah, smoking a doobie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Passing a joint.
Oh, Todd had the doobie. Kid's too small.
There was one guy, actually there were about 10 of them, that they think they're Tyler. They think they're funny. Because I had my knee sleeve on.
Tyler is funny. Right.
Is that
they think they're funny? They're
is
not
that
funny.
Thing still bothering you?
Oh, really? That's funny.
That's funny.
Who asked you that?
I know. My response was, "No, he's a pretty good little kid."
the
boy was standing right next to me, looking.
Who dropped the line? Your son? Is that thing still bothering?
No,
it made it on social media.
One of my funny Facebook friends.
Oh, the Facebook. Oh, yeah, those people. Yeah,
funny Facebook.
Yeah, they're
friends.
Always funny, right?
But it was a picture of me. And,
I love the photo, yeah.
And Graham,
that was fun.
Overlooking the ocean, mm-hmm. But it's a plexiglass thing on the balcony.
Yep.
And obviously, I can see over it, and he can't. He's looking through the plexiglass.
Yes, yeah, it's cute.
And all you can see is the backs of our heads.
And your knee sleeve.
And my knee sleeve.
Yeah.
That was a cute picture.
And my flat ass,
some dude?
Yeah, it was...
You had cargo shorts on.
Dick the Dominator accused me of having a flat ass.
You would know.
Maybe that's why he likes them.
You would know.
Well, the knee prevents you from doing squats a lot, so, that's
no,
tough.
No, I still do the squats.
You do? I thought you weren't allowed.
No, I can do squats.
Well, sounds like you need to do some more, then.
No leg extensions.
What happened?
I'm restricted there.
Yeah, what? I mean...
If you wear a knee sleeve, people are going to ask what happened. That's the key. I know. In person, people are going to ask you what happened with that
course,
knee sleeve on.
Yeah. But I saw a bunch of other guys with knee sleeves, and they didn't inquire what happened.
Okay. Was it a knee sleeve group?
No.
Imagine if all your knee sleeves were to touch. The powers to be.
We wave at each other when I see a knee sleeve on the golf course.
You give me all knee sleeve shout.
Knee sleeve powers activate.
Members of the bad knee
club. Is that like the motorcycle thing? You know, you turn your arm down if you're on a bike.
Yeah,
wave
it.
It's like, what do you do for the knee sleeve?
And you get the one finger the one finger wave like that. Is that Jeep guys?
Yeah.
You do the one finger wave.
Yeah, what do you do with your knee?
Wheel?
And Corvette guys, we just point to the knee.
Point. Just point at it. There it is.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Point to the knee.
You don't like walk up and bump knees or something?
Bump knees. No, you don't do that.
Might have wounds under there.
It hurt.
We bump knees. It hurts like hell, but we do it.
Does your doctor say, does that still bother you? Because he's allowed to say
that.
Right?
Say,
nobody else allowed to say that, right?
We don't see each other anymore.
Okay. Oh, you broke up with your doctor?
We're done.
Okay. Oh, no, your regular doctor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to ask you. They have to ask you.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't care.
Right.
I haven't seen him in a while, but I should probably go get my enzymes checked.
Yeah, you should.
As you did.
You
not
should.
Now. No, give it a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Let things recover.
Now, the lady who officiated Miranda's wedding,
Yeah, she was
works
sweet.
For a group of orthopedic surgeons.
Oh.
So,
I'm glad I avoided that.
Yeah. So she inquired, and I said, and I pulled out the pictures of my hardware. And she looked at it and goes, oh, tibial plateau fracture. So she's well educated.
All right. Well, that's because she works with them.
That's so rare to be able to pull out a picture of your.
It's my baby.
Your deal. No, well,
it's one of my babies.
Usually, when you're pulling out your phone to show some gal some pictures of your package.
Yeah.
I got check out my pictures leg. Of my kids, and then a picture of my.
Of your hardware.
My hardware, yeah.
Oh, my tibia!
Want to see my hardware?
Yeah, it's not. It's the.
Nobody cares, it's Todd. It's a good joke.
It's the plateau.
This is a funny.
Oh, my tibia!
Plateau.
Part of the joke is me pointing out it's the plateau.
I know that was still bothering you. I should ask more.
Please don't.
You could ask if you were sincere.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
But you're not.
Yeah. Nobody's heard the story more than me.
Some people haven't heard the story at all.
I know, that's what I mean, but nobody's heard it more than me. That's the answer. Nobody has heard that story more than me, because Craig can turn you off sitting here. And I'm just too in tune to what's going on, and I wish I was Craig more often, so I could just tune things out. Nobody and push it in the other room so he gets to avoid the story sometimes.
So, nobody
of course I cared about
that.
Your leg getting broke 3-4 years ago. How long has it been now?
We're coming up on 4 years.
Still bothering you?
It is.
Okay.
It will bother me for the rest of my life. But thanks for asking.
All right. You know I mean it.
I'm just picturing a great Gatorade spot if I could be like Craig. Just different, like varying things of him sitting
so
or
the
shuffling.
Tuning out part. The tuning out part.
Oh, just like that.
He can tune people out. That's the...
He can.
That's the thing he admires.
And then act like he wasn't tuned out sometimes.
Right. Yeah, then act like it, right?
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
That would be more of a...
He's a genius.
Amazing.
Like, for a marijuana
in a stupid way. Right?
Maybe.
He'd be like Craig.
Yeah.
And just space off.
All right. Space back in, Craig.
Apparently, it is sad news. Bang.
Dang.
Apparently, it is sad news that White Claw... Hard seltzer is difficult to come by.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. What is it?
Are
dudes turning in the chicks? My favorite post of the weekend was your son's Facebook photo. I was with him that night. We were partying at the Steeler.
Drinking claws?
No, not that day. He posted a picture of him on the beach. It shows his legs on the beach holding a White Claw, and he says, "White girl."
I think he said he was turning into a basic white girl or something.
Yeah, he said
white girl drunk or something.
White girl mode activated. That was it. Yeah. He's holding a White Claw. Those things are brutal. Chicks drink those, right?
According to Todd, there are no real shortages. This is all just a marketing ploy.
Why are they running out of them?
Yeah.
You lose the recipe.
Because they didn't expect that they would
be as popular.
Yeah, that black
and
cherry
so,
one. They had to like make, for some reason they had tall boys of White Claw.
Really?
That was the only way you could get black cherry, at least in this town, for a while. So you get a tall boy. Like a girl.
How many you sell at the bar?
A fair amount.
Fair amount,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can count on selling a few of those.
I just don't get it. Fire up the plant.
Right.
Well, that in this
well, they are.
Right. In this particular situation, you're right. It's like they're
double. Sales, but to be fair, sales spiked 300%.
Boom.
I see a lot of that on the golf course, too. Yeah. There's dudes drinking White Claws.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not just
well, they've
chicks.
Got...
Well, it's got 5%. It's 5%. It's like a
5%
beer.
5% and beer. Fewer calories in a beer, a little bit fewer calories in a beer.
Yeah. Drink what you like.
As long as you get you buzzed.
Yeah.
And that's what they're saying. You get your 5%, you get your
I like
fewer
the taste
calories.
Of beer better than these things do, I do, but I understand.
Oh, you mean you like something with taste?
Yes. I don't think these things taste like anything. I'm with
Well, they have, they I, are slightly flavored.
Slightly flavored, but that's why the calories are so low. It's just slightly flavored, and it tastes like nothing.
Right. Soda water.
Yeah. The only time I had one of those was, I think my wife had, or one of her friends had, and I'd run out of seltzer water. So I use that to mix it with my vodka.
Yeah, you put straight, you put vodka.
Now that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good.
Put a little vodka in that White Claw.
Mm-hmm.
No word on when shelves will be fully stocked once again. White Claw says they are working around the clock to increase supply.
Everything that's really popular eventually kills you, like vaping. So when are we going to find out White Claw is killing white chicks everywhere?
Well, alcohol.
Alcohol.
Oh, it's alcohol. That's right. Yeah,
it's alcohol in general.
A lot of data on that one.
You know who's dying?
But it's not. But it's not. Yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah. A lot of data.
A lot of people are
slow. It's a slow years away death, but
if your diet is
and stuff, no big deal.
If your diet's nothing but White Claws and Popeye's chicken sandwiches, you are dehydrated and starving right now.
Man. Blind
in the mind.
Does White Claw, do they get the brand loyalty? Because there's a couple other ones out there.
Yeah, they're all the same.
I mean, if there's no White Claw, are they going, well, forget it, I'm not drinking.
Oh, no, people are into the White Claw.
That's a good point. I bought a six-pack of something else in
Natty
California.
Natty Light has their own seltzer now.
Yeah, they all got it.
Yeah, everybody's out of the bag.
It all tastes the same.
There is a brand loyalty thing because, obviously, there's the Claws and Laws thing. You know, there's no Laws and Claws.
Yeah, but if the options
are... By the way, you should be able to punch somebody in the face if they say that. It should Thank be you. Perfectly legal to just smash them.
Well, officer, he said there's no laws when you're drinking Claws, so I punched him.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Therefore, there's that law. Right. I should be able to assault you.
Move on.
Man, you're mad about gal on the plane not bringing you two vodkas, and you want to punch somebody for saying the White Claw thing?
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing it.
Woo!
I'm tired of hearing that phrase.
Man, it's a good thing you don't go out.
Didn't the Lawrence police tweet out that basically there is laws when it comes to Claws?
Right. Reminder.
It's not so much people saying it out loud, PD. I'll get that on occasion, but
is that right?
It's all over social.
Oh, the social media.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And
can't help you there.
You want a lot of punch.
You avoid the social media.
Good for you.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I just think if your options are not drinking or going with the Truly,
right?
Just buy the other one.
It's the same. It does taste the same.
It's right there.
It tastes the same. It does taste the same.
It's right there.
You couldn't tell the difference.
Right. No.
Maybe you couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
Oh, I sure can.
I don't know.
No, you can't.
I mean, if I go and they don't have the beer I'm looking for, just buy another beer.
It's like it drives me crazy if somebody says of a Bud Light, well, we have Coors Light. No. Or of all of a Coors Light, they only have Bud Light. No. That's stupid. They're the same. They taste a little different, but they're the same.
Yeah.
Do you have the lime White Claw?
No, I got some soda water. I'll squeeze some lime in.
Yeah. Well, and I'll put some vodka in it.
Yeah, there you go.
How about a vodka soda?
Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
Is that it's pretty much the same as a vodka soda, right, in a sense.
Yeah, it is.
That
just
you,
not 40%.
Yeah, but you know, even with a vodka soda, you can still make it 5%.
That's true. That's true. Wouldn't taste like, wouldn't have the desired effect.
It would.
Yeah. But
well, not the vodka effect.
That's
but
what
it'd
I
have
mean.
The White Claw effect.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, 5%. Wow, whoopee. We're professionals around here. 5%.
Oh, maybe people can tell that there's preservatives, dietary fiber, and crystalline fructose in other similar beverages.
Oh,
that's the trouble.
White Claw
has none of that.
Yeah, well,
that's the trouble. Right there.
So they have no laws when you drink it, but they have all that. They don't have all that crap in them.
That's a law. According to a new study, many Americans are buying and storing food in the fridge that they're only going to end up throwing out.
I saw that. It's a Tupperware meme the other day. It says Tupperware for sure. You can throw your food out another day. What a great line. It's stupid, but it's so true. And I show my wife that, and we do that all the time.
Researchers,
how long has it been in there? I don't know.
If you have to ask, time to go.
Researchers from Ohio State and Louisiana State say comes down to date labels on food packaging. There is a discrepancy between what Americans expect to eat and what they end up throwing out. Participants expected to eat, say, 97% of the meat stored in their fridges, but they only ended up eating about 50%. They expected to eat 94% of their vegetables, but only ate 44% of their vegetables.
Yeah, you know what doesn't go bad?
Vodka.
It also doesn't stick around very long.
No, it doesn't.
They only ate 40% of the fruit, 42% of the dairy products.
Fruit's a problem.
Yeah, but you make banana bread with that. Well, I don't.
Yeah, sure you do.
Somebody else does.
Yeah, well, there's only two people in the house. You get a lot of that. You go out to eat. Get the
you know,
get the doggy bag.
And we don't end up eating
Oh,
it.
I eat the doggy bag stuff, for sure.
That's Yeah, you eat that before you go to bed that night.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to eat this in about 20 hours.
I would say about 50% of the time. Then it's just how long has this been in here?
So they say they want more clarity to date labeling rules on food products. Best if used by would more clearly convey that the food isn't going to be harmful past that date. Used by would, you know, don't eat the food past
this date.
I
guarantee you, my dad, who's still alive, by the way, has eaten a lot of crap out of his fridge over the years.
Yeah.
That would have killed a normal man.
Right.
Because we used to clean out, well, I didn't, my sister would clean out his fridge once in a while. And there was some stuff that was, dating back to the Nixon administration. You know?
Right. People who clean their fridge more often end up wasting more food.
My dad would always say, that's okay.
That's fine.
He always did that, man. So there's something about his system that he handles that. How you brush off that mold on that meat.
Just cut it off.
Yeah.
Younger participants in households more inclined to throw out perfectly fine food. 65 years and older, less likely to waste food.
There you go.
They are more likely to let it sit there and go bad, and that's still good.
Well, different generation, man. My dad didn't grow up with a lot of cash, so if there was something there to eat, you ate it.
That study published in Resources, Conservation, and Recycling.
Now, I would accidentally eat something that was bad when I was in college and things, you know.
I used to give it the sniff test.
I did,
If it smells bad, it probably is.
Right. We're talking about food here.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no.
Because other times, I'd still dive in on that.
Yeah.
Smells kind of bad, but what the hell?
Whatever.
While I'm here, no laws and claws.
There it is.
Yeah. While I'm here.
Maybe she'll clean out my fridge later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm cleaning something
That's
out.
A clever euphemism.
Yeah. Why don't you clean out my fridge,
clean
Todd?
Out the fridge.
Last night.
All right.
Who's this?
Joe America.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
Joe, do you have extra, I shouldn't say you have leftover meat in your fridge because that doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, actually, I do. Okay. I think I've got some hot dogs from last week that I'll have in a few days.
Well, there's some preservatives in hot dogs.
In a few days.
Those never go bad.
Last week in a few days, perfect.
Right, I mean, this is wussy stuff. That's all we ate. We ate leftovers all the time when I was a kid.
And me
we
too.
We didn't have Tupperware.
No, you're right. It would lay on a plate inside the fridge.
If you were lucky.
Right.
Sometimes it was just on the
counter. And go, I don't know if this is good, but here's supper.
We all did that. You're right.
We lived.
Yeah, and we lived.
And I think mayonnaise can sit out for days. That's what I think.
Now, do you ever bring home some leftovers from a chicken fried steak club, or is that the...
No.
Is that I was going to say, that's a clean plate club, isn't it?
No, he's jumped on that. No. Mayonnaise for days. I like that. Thank you, brother.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times...
Yeah, Joe's alive, by the way.
When I was working nights and overnights at the radio station, there'd be pizza sitting in the break room.
Yeah.
You guys had gotten at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And it's,
wow, pizza could sit up all night.
It's midnight, 1 a.m. I'm in there kind of looking at it. I'm pretty hungry. I'm going to go ahead and chance it.
I'd do that. Oh, pizza. We had pizza sitting out all night.
Sure.
When I was in my apartments when I was younger.
If it had veggies on it, it got a little iffy.
And still, you ate it.
It's still fine the next morning.
Yeah.
Pizza's good for breakfast the next morning.
Crust got a little rubbery. Right.
Craig, I thought about you when I was eating the ballpark hot dog in San Diego.
I bet you did.
In one bite.
With mayonnaise on it.
Among the condiments that they had was ranch dressing.
Nice.
On a hot dog?
Apparently, people like to put ranch dressing on their
hot
dog.
I like ranch, but on a hot dog, no.
Wasn't that just for anything that was sold? Put ranch on it.
You were in San Diego.
It's out there for anything.
Could have been for fries.
Could have been for fries. Or and they sell all kinds of cool stuff at the ballpark.
No, this
was
mostly just a dog booth. It was dog and beer.
I'm not the purist that hates people that like ketchup on a hot dog, because I like mustard and ketchup on a hot dog, and always people bitch about that.
Yeah, Todd, what'd you do about the ketchup?
But I would never put ranch on a hot dog. That's lame.
There was like a fully loaded baked potato. You'd probably put the ranch on
it. Oh, yeah.
Or the old... And they're wrong.
The ballpark Cobb salad. that many people get.
Sure.
You know?
That's a standard. A good point. Now,
it was San Diego. It could have been a ballpark
You could put it on that.
Yeah,
do you have any blue cheese?
A vinaigrette.
Okay.
Yeah. That's more a vinaigrette.
You know, dressing is a personal choice.
Did you dip the dog right in the ranch and just lick it off the top of
no,
it?
No, I didn't.
That's why you thought of Craig.
A little mustard and a little bunch of jalapeno pepper.
I like that.
That makes sense.
No ketchup.
No, right. Of course not.
No ketchup.
All right, eat your hot dogs. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.